Let's turn our attention to more serious things. And of course, SAA, Ramaphosa signing the money bills into law today. SAA hoping to get 2 billion rand in order to help with its business rescue. I'm joined on the line by Guy Leach, who's the managing editor of SA Flyer magazine. Guy, lovely to chat to you this afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Val. Nice to be with you.
The Department of Public Enterprises in talks with National Treasury about that 2 billion rand. The original idea with Business Rescue, 2 billion from lenders, 2 billion from Treasury. What do you think happens now?
Do you think it's extremely hard to know what the problem is, because no one's saying why government has been effectively reneging on their promise to provide the 2 billion rand matching finance, as it were, to the 2 billion raised by the banks, which, bear in mind, had to be supported by government guarantees anyway. I believe that, in fact, the airline, or rather the business rescue practitioners, were running around trying to raise a bridging loan from one of the private banks to cover that while government facilitated. But, I mean, what we're seeing is just this ongoing sort of lurching from crisis to crisis in terms of cash flow. And my real concern is that even the 4 billion is not remotely going to be enough to actually turn the airline around. We're going to continue to see a cap-in-hand approaches to government and perhaps the lenders, the private lenders, to continue to subsidize the turnaround process.
Because D-Day was supposed to be yesterday, and if the money didn't appear, then we're talking suspension of flights. Is there any indication that that's happening?
I don't honestly know the answer to that question, because there are at least four flights which I have been told have been cancelled. I can name them, including one of the Munich flights. Both key spokespersons have been at pains to deny that any flights have been cancelled, except for perhaps operational reasons. In other words, specifically not for financial reasons. And I'm still waiting for a reply from Clali on my specific question about those four flights, which are claimed to be cancelled, because they either have been or they weren't cancelled. So we don't know that yet. The real backdrop to the story here is that the cash flow crisis had got so bad that if SAA, to quote one of my sources, was to have put fuel in the tanks of its aircraft today, then it would have been trading recklessly, because it would have had no assurance that it could ever have paid for that fuel. And I believe that that was why Martin Kingston resigned as a director, because as a director he would have been held personally responsible if the airline had traded recklessly. The airline remains in deep in crisis. We're not seeing a resolution at this stage to the additional 2 billion that was promised, let alone all the additional funding that will be required to get the airline into, let's hopefully, either a profitable position or a sellable position, or both.
And when Martin Kingston did resign, he said what's needed is, of course, drastic change. We all know that. What changes have we seen since the business rescue practitioners took over in December?
The most important change is really the introduction of what 10, 12 years ago was called a cash conservation office. It was also called cash converters, where every cent of outgo had to be explained and accounted for and checked. And this is really to address the enormous abuse of the procurement process that was allowed to creep into the organization under the tenure of Dudu Mayeni. There's probably 2 or even 3 billion rands worth of money that can be saved or restored to the bottom line, if you like, by fixing up procurement. So that would immediately help cash flow. At the same time, the business rescue practitioners, the first thing they had to do was sit down with all creditors and explain the position, renegotiate new terms, and so on. So address the major creditors, address the cash flow problems, and you're probably halfway there already. There are, at the same time, I believe, 3 or even 4 scenarios that have been put on the table in terms of remediation strategies. All of these require significant root cuts, because the problem with SAA structurally is that it has not been able to make money on its long-haul routes, with very few exceptions, possibly London. The temptation then is just to cut all those routes entirely, so SAA becomes nothing much more than a small regional carrier. Whether that is acceptable to government as the owner in terms of losing all the important connectivity that brings us to tourists and business or so on, I don't know. Certainly there hasn't been the political will to take those difficult decisions up to now. But either way, it looks like that would involve a cutting of the airline by about 50%, and that would have knock-on effects to the associated companies, specifically SAA Technical, which does the maintenance, Air Chefs, which does all the cooking, if you like, and perhaps even Mango, which would, okay, Mango actually might grow because it would take up some of the domestic stock. But the effect or the implications for the South African economy would be profound until eventually private sector operators stepped into the gap.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen the press statement from the Department of Public Enterprises, which when I read it seemed completely disconnected from reality. And if listeners, you know, haven't seen it, I'm just going to read it because I find it almost laughable. They're basically saying, we still haven't found the money. We're determined to break with the past pattern of bailouts. And out of this business rescue process, quote unquote, we want to deliver a restructured modern airline that is able to bring millions more tourists and be a beacon of both business innovation and efficiency. What did you think when you read that press statement?
I couldn't believe it. I had to sort of almost give myself a smack on the head to try and believe that anyone would issue something so absolutely full of nothing. There are 600 words of saying absolutely nothing. The only thing that it said was of vague interest was that it was sort of morally unacceptable that the airline continued to make a loss. It was extraordinary. It reminded me back to that moment in I think late November when the airline was literally about to close its doors as well. And I mean, all the staff had been called in, and they were fully expecting to be told, "Sorry, that's it. We've run out of money. We can't pay you. No more flights, etc., etc." We got to the same spot, but obviously there were sort of meetings, you know, in the classic smoke-filled rooms with intense bargaining. And they, I think, state said, "Well, okay, we'll guarantee operations for the next little while, but we haven't got a solution." So that, and they promised a press release yesterday evening. So in the end, the press release was able to say nothing because they still have not found a solution.
Guy Leach, thank you so much. Managing editor of SA Fly magazine, speaking to us from Hoedspruit, I believe.